Welcome to Scotty's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Scott Ewert. With me on the show is Maverin Robinson, Howard County Board of Education candidate in 2018. Maverin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scott.
Maverin, why don't you take a couple of minutes and kind of let folks know about you, your background, and why you're running for Board of Ed in 2018.
Absolutely. I'll start with my my background. I am a parent here in Howard County. I've been a Howard County resident for just over 17 years. And I'm the parent of a middle schooler here in the county. I have served on the Board of Education's Community Advisory Committee for 2 years now. I have served on several policy committees throughout the school system for the better part of 3.5, almost 4 years, and have been the representative for the Operating Budget Review Committee for 2 years. And all of those things combined are the reasons that I'm running for Board of Education. What I found in serving on those committees and in those policies are things that I think have to do with our finding operational efficiencies within the Board of Education that might help us deal with some of our financial issues, and certainly making sure that we both maintain and grow into true world-class status, as well as seeing just this divergence of thought and idea that I think have siloed us in places that make us weaker as a school system rather than stronger. I have focused my efforts on identifying ways that we can meet the needs of our students while looking at the diversity of needs across the community and really being responsive to the community in ways that build trust and transparency for us from the Board of Education.
Excellent. That's great to know. You were recently endorsed.
Yes.
You want to talk about that for a second?
Absolutely. It is an honor to have been endorsed by the People's Voice Ethics Ballot. Theirs is a nonpartisan group. You can visit their website to learn more about them at ethicsballot.com/HOCO-ballot. But the People's Voice really asked us questions that challenged us. It challenged us, I think, to allow us to be able to speak about how we would address some of the tougher needs, tougher demands, things and constituencies that have that divergent and competing views, and wanting to ensure that we were more committed to the constituency than we are to special interest.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on that endorsement.
Thank you.
So I'm asking all of the candidates this one generic question, and you're going to deal with a lot of issues on the board, whether it be redistricting, whether it be the budget, whether it be school start times, whatever. I'm curious, what is your number one issue of all of these? What would you say is your number one and why?
My number one, because I come from the business industry, over 25 years working in corporate America, having to manage and be responsible for justifying upwards of $500 million budgets, my number one is identifying those operational efficiencies. We have a great school system. No one can deny that. We have very dedicated leaders and staff. But if we think about where we are now with 85% of our expenditures being salaries, and therefore only 15% being things that we can quote unquote play with, I feel strongly that there's still places that we can find the ability to reduce costs, to find overlapping needs across constituency groups so that the dollars we spend are more effectively distributed across the needs. So the number one thing for me, once again, having served on the Operating Budget Review Committee, is working with our Board of Education, our superintendent, our school system leaders, and the wonderful data people we have here in Howard County to identify those operational inefficiencies, to implement performance metrics and quality and data outcomes so that before we continue to fund programs, we know that those programs are addressing the needs and the quality that we expect them to.
I like that one. So, again, everybody's getting one random question that you don't know about until right before the show. And yours is about homework and the amount of homework and the discussion around the amount of homework that the children are given today, whether it be middle school, high school. There's a lot of talk that the children in the school system today are given too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious what your thoughts on that are.
Interesting, Scott, because just this year the Community Advisory Council chose that as our topic of interest for our general meeting, and we had Bill Barnes and his team come out and speak with us about just that issue, where we're giving too much, too little. what we learned, and I think what all of the community and parents at that meeting agreed to, it's not about necessarily the amount. It, once again, is qualifying what it is we're giving our children. Because sometimes what parents have said anecdotally is that their children have tons of homework, hours of homework, but they don't necessarily see it reinforcing the learning. It's almost as if it might be a check the box. So there are some things that I think we need to do as a community and with the school board and school system, again, to look outside of what's been the one-size-fit-all homework methodology here in America for more than 60 years, to make sure that it's reinforcing learning, to make sure that it's doing things like helping our children grow in critical thinking, and not necessarily just checking the box. Now, as a parent whose son is in GT courses, I can say that sometimes I do feel that he has a little bit too much. But then there are other times for things that I think would allow him to look beyond what's being given in the rote questions of an ELA book. I'm an ELA girl myself, where I don't think he's getting enough. Or maybe enough, once again, is not the right word, but he's not getting the level of need, the depth of need, that those things that are homework-driven to reinforce what he's learning in ELA and to be able to take it to the highest level.
Okay, so how does a Board of Education member help influence that within the school system?
That's a great question, because I think there are a lot of misconceptions out there about the scope of the authority of the Board of Education. What the Board of Education is responsible for doing is considering what the curriculum specialist and the superintendent staff put in front of us as it relates to curriculum, as it relates to policy. And then we are charged with asking the tough questions, making sure once again that they address the needs of our students. I would say improving what we're doing to consider those things based on data and research and data outcomes. And then we vote, yes or no, do we support this? I've heard some community members say that, you know, they want the Board of Education to put this curriculum in place. And the reality is that's not our responsibility. We are charged with being high level subject matter experts, and where we're not, learning as much as we can, as quickly as we can, asking the tough questions, and then giving the public opportunity to provide their input for things like curriculum before we cast our vote yay or nay.
Excellent answer. So Marvina, I want to give you an opportunity to let folks know where to learn more about you and your campaign for Board of Education.
Absolutely. I'm so new to social media, so this is a pleasure. It's an honor. It's been trial by fire, but I will say start with my webpage. It is Mavoreen, and I will spell that for you all. It's M as in Mary, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, O as in Oliver, U as in Undercurrent, R as in Red, E as in Egg, N as in Nancy, E as in Egg, the number 4, boardofed.com. So that is Mavoreen4boardofed.com. And my Facebook page is at Mavoreen4boardofed. Please check me out. You'll see a lot based on my platforms and what I believe. And certainly if you have questions, feel free to reach out to me.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being on the show today. I know it was very short notice, and I appreciate you reaching out and being able to do the interview today. And I look forward to following your campaign going forward.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
All right, folks, that's it for the show today. I've got more interviews set up for later this week. We very probably I'm going to have a county council candidate and maybe a judge for orphans court candidate on the show later this week. So stay tuned. And today's recording was done at Nottingham's in Columbia, Maryland. Be sure to come out for lunch, for dinner, happy hour, or just all around good time. Everybody take care, and I'll be in touch soon.